air online and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's 5 o'clock. This is the main evening news on Highland Radio with Donal Kavanagh. In this bulletin, half of patients attending emergency departments around the country are turning up with the flu, according to the HSE. They're urging people that don't need to be in hospital not to go there. Meanwhile, visiting restrictions remain in place in Letterkenny. The Taoiseach claims a border poll would be easily defeated and would be divisive. However, Sinn Féin say his comments on United Ireland are short-sighted and out of step. The Fianna Fáil leader fears that Ireland's relationship with the UK will get worse after Brexit. The Cathaoirleach of Donegal County Council urges people to support local producers and service providers next year, and PPS numbers are to be used to verify voters' identities. And a little later in the bulletin, we'll have the sports news with Oisin. That's coming up at around 5:15. Half of patients attending emergency departments around the country are turning up with the flu. The number of cases has already overtaken last year's peak. 18 deaths have been reported so far this year. Visiting restrictions imposed earlier this month at Letterkenny University Hospital are still in effect, with people asked not to visit except by prior arrangement with ward managers. Flu season is expected to last for another month, and people are being encouraged to stay at home unless they need treatment. The HSE's Dr. Vida Hamilton has been outlining when treatment may be necessary.
If you can have a normal conversation, that is, you make sense, you're not confused, if you're able to take in fluids, then in general you're fit enough to stay at home and care for yourself with a flu-like illness. However, if you're very breathless, if you're confused or agitated, if you don't need to go to the loo despite more than 12 hours passing, then you really need to be seen by a health professional.
The man who died following a crash outside Lifford in the early hours of yesterday morning was Sean Kelly from Lifford. Mr. Kelly was the sole occupant of a car which left the road and collided with a tree at approximately 12:30. The car was travelling on the R265 from the direction of Port Hall toward Ross Geer. The father of two was the sixth person to die on Donegal's roads in 2019. The Taoiseach has claimed a border poll would be easily defeated and would be divisive. There have been widespread calls for the establishment of a citizens' assembly to discuss the prospect of a United Ireland. Those calls have intensified following the recent general election in Northern Ireland, which saw unionists lose their majority for the first time. However, Leo Varadkar says he doesn't believe there is sufficient support for a border poll to succeed. He says the focus should be on restoring the Stormont institutions.
For the first time since the foundation of Northern Ireland, unionist parties do not have a majority anymore. But also parties that support the United Ireland don't have a majority either. It's still in around 40%. And that is well far short of the 50% plus one that you would need to win a border poll. And that's why I don't think a border poll is a good idea. It would be defeated and it would be divisive. And I don't see who would gain from that sort of scenario. What we need to do now is commit ourselves to the Good Friday Agreement, our sharing in Northern Ireland, North-South cooperation, all in a wider East-West context. Let's try and heal some of the divisions and differences that exist in Northern Ireland and among us all. And when we have the institutions up and running properly, well, then I think there's a time to have a long look and a long, hard look at the institution arrangements and the constitution arrangements. And I think we should do that in a context where the Assembly and Executive are up and running, where the Good Friday Agreement is functioning as it was intended, and then see whether there's a time for change or reforms on foot of that, a sort of renewal of the Good Friday Agreement, if you like.
Well, Sinn Féin said that Taoiseach's comments are short-sighted and out of step. The comments came from the Sinn Féin Justice spokesperson, Sligo Leitrim and South Donegal Deputy Martin Kenny. He says the government has got to listen to what the people want.
Government needs to lead out on those conversations. They require looking at how we have the changes legislatively about bringing the two, if you like, different back-to-back services on the island together, and how that will work and how that will all be funded. And the European Union will have a central role in all of that as well. So, you know, we really need to be thinking about this and a long-term strategy, not in the short-sighted way of just dismissing it and walking away.
The European Commission President says the deadline for Brexit trade talks may have to be extended. Ursula von der Leyen has told a French newspaper that both sides could need more time to negotiate a deal between the EU and the UK. The British government has set a hard deadline of December next year for agreeing a new trading relationship. The Fianna Fáil leader says he fears Ireland's relationship with the UK will get much worse after Brexit. Micheál Martin is calling for new political structures to be established between Britain and Ireland to ensure close ties after Brexit takes place. Otherwise, he claims relations between the two countries could reach a new low. Mr. Martin says British Prime Minister Boris Johnson's hardline position on Brexit is unnecessary and dangerous. The UK is on course to leave the European Union at the end of January and enter a transition period until the end of 2020. Britain will try to do a trade deal with the EU during those 11 months, and the British Prime Minister says he will not extend that time frame. But Micheál Martin agrees with Ursula von der Leyen that it won't be possible to negotiate a trade agreement in less than a year.
I'm concerned that he has indicated already that he intends to bring in legislation that would indicate that Britain would leave, or that would make it clear that Britain would be leaving before the end of this year. Now, that's unnecessary. I think it's dangerous because you're back into your cliff edge at the end of the year, potentially. I've dealt with British governments in the past, in my capacity as foreign minister. We had wonderful relationships at the time with those British governments. And the big worry I have is that the familial relationship that was developed as joint members of the European Union, so where civil servants on both sides became known to each other in first name terms, where politicians did, we would meet people very regularly, that will all disappear now.
A man in his 30s has been charged in connection with a shooting in County Waterford on Monday. A man in his 40s remains critically ill in hospital after he was shot a number of times outside a premises on the Carrickfergus Road that afternoon. Two men in their 30s were detained. One man is due before a special sitting of Waterford District Court this evening. The other was released without charge. A fight is being prepared for the DPP. The Cathaoirleach of Donegal County Council is urging people to support local producers and service providers in 2020. Councillor Nicholas Crossland says the work being done by small companies in Donegal is significant and that needs to be nurtured. Councillor Crossland says as he comes close to the halfway point of his tenure, he's conscious of the need to continue promoting Donegal and in particular reaching out to the diaspora.
Firstly, I would like to continue promoting Donegal. My colleagues of all 37 councillors up there and the executive and the staff, the workers of Donegal County Council, continue to work hard at making Donegal an attractive county. I'd also like to work closely with our diaspora, which I've been doing over the past couple of years with the Tip O'Neill event and various other Donegal Connect. And I think this is very, very important to connect with our diaspora.
In terms of development, the council has always tried to ensure that it has matching funds for opportunities that arise, that the council is proactive in terms of attracting investment, in terms of attracting new initiatives and new blood into the county, that will continue in the coming year, I'm sure.
Most certainly. I think, as I was saying, going back to promoting Donegal as a great county to the standard of living we have here, the quality of life we have here, the opportunities we have here, and we continuously tell our family and friends abroad that, look, this is a great county to live in and to work in, to bring your children up in. Somebody can walk to your GAA match, or you can walk to your golf, you can walk to your schools. And we have great opportunities in this. But Donal, on that thing, I think that the local producers in Donegal are pleasantly surprised over the past 6 months of how many local food producers that we have in Donegal. It's incredible. And I think that they deserve all credit and the support that they should get from the local people. Because after all, Tip O'Neill did say, all politics is local.
PPS numbers will be used to verify voters' identities under new proposals to update the electoral register. After a round of public consultation earlier this year, the government intends to implement changes to allow for a continuously updated system. The changes include the introduction of an online registration process, pre-registration for 16 and 17-year-olds, and measures to include people with no fixed address. Minister John Paul Phelan says the plans are long overdue.
It became apparent that across the country there was a huge variation in terms of the reliability of the electoral register. In other words, particularly in the Dublin areas, there was quite a lot of duplication. People are moving house much more often now than they would have maybe traditionally done. People being registered at a number of different addresses. The key change, I suppose, is to tidy up the electoral register in that sense and make it more accurate.
Donegal County Council is intensifying a campaign to brief householders in Letterkenny Town and its environs on the ban on the burning of smoky coal. The council says the ban imposed in Dublin almost 30 years ago has had a positive impact there and lives are being saved. The council believes similar benefits will come clear in Donegal as the years go on. However, the council has published figures showing there are breaches, and last weekend saw indications from the EPA that Letterkenny has a serious issue with air pollution. The council and the public now have real-time air quality information at their fingertips, as Catherine Gaffney now reports.
Donegal County Council is now publishing real-time information on air quality in Letterkenny after the council and the EPA commissioned an air quality monitoring station in the town in May of this year. The council has published two graphs for comparison purposes from the station, one showing a two-week period in June and the other a two-week period in mid-October. There were no exceedances in particulate matter in June, but seven in October, particularly over weekends. The council believes these breaches are linked to the burning of fossil fuels. Public health specialist Dr. Laura Heavey says the smoky coal ban is a positive initiative to improve the health of people in Donegal, particularly as new reports from the World Health Organization are now linking long-term exposure to air pollution to health issues like dementia, Parkinson's disease and neurodevelopmental, as well as respiratory conditions such as COPD. She says since Dublin City imposed a ban back in 1990, it's been calculated that 369 lives are being saved annually. And if observed, the Letterkenny ban could also have a positive impact.
The government has set out new plans to protect Ireland against a major cyber attack. The National Cyber Security Strategy also aims to tackle issues including hacking and online espionage. The Communications Minister says we need to make sure there are robust steps in place against the risks posed by new technology. Richard Bruton says it is an important initiative.
You know, potential cyber attacks on infrastructures. We are setting out in this strategy what are the standards, what are the best practices, and how do we ensure that they're embedded in our infrastructures to protect our citizens. The second element of it is, of course, looking at the opportunities that exist in being cutting edge in terms of cyber security. So we need to build the research capacity, the skills, so that this can be an area where we have genuine, I suppose, centre of excellence capacity.
Meanwhile, the Health Minister Simon Harris says the HSE will be making sure patients' data is safeguarded from any potential cyber attack.
We know, and indeed we've seen in other jurisdictions, the threat from cybercrime to the political process at times, and indeed to public services. So the HSE will obviously follow all of the information available to safeguard people's data. But I think it's right and proper that Ireland prepares for this and doesn't consider itself to be immune from such global attacks.
Just an update on an earlier story. A man has now appeared in court in Waterford in connection with a shooting earlier this week. It happened on Monday afternoon. A 44-year-old man injured in the incident remains critically ill in hospital. A man in his 30s has now appeared at a special sitting of Waterford District Court. He's been charged with possession of a firearm with intent to endanger life and was remanded in custody to appear again on the 2nd of January.
Sport on Highland is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, where their big sale is now on with up to 50% off across all departments, in store and online at michaelmurphysports.ie.
At 15 minutes past 5 on this Friday evening, it's time for sports, and we're going to begin with darts. And another of the big guns at the World Championships in London has crashed out of the competition. Derry's Daryl Gurney is gone after losing to Englishman Glenn Durrant by 4-2. Gurney, the sixth seed, never led in the match, rather, trailing in sets from the start. He did level the game at 2-2, but Durrant, who is a three-time and a row winner of the BDO World Championship at Lakeside, won the final two sets to progress to the last 16. The defeat for Gurney ends the Irish interest in the competition. Daryl said afterwards he was disappointed with his performance.
Fair play to him. He was better whenever it came to nip and tuck, and whatever reason was, I was so nervous whenever I got the 2-2, even on my own, on my throw, and that was the worst thing ever. Was none of us could hold our throw, obviously, until he won that set to win the match. Every other set was against the throw, so yeah, no, it's my own fault. I should have won the first set. All honestly, I missed a 47 and I missed a 64, and I clearly should have won the first set 3-1, but champions do what they do, and he crawled himself in, kept himself in the game, and whenever it came to the crucial stage, he won the legs, won the sets, and that's probably why he's got more experience than me playing set play whenever he's won the leg side three times in a row.
Disappointing day for Darrell Gurney. Meanwhile, at the competition, Fallon Sherrock's fairy tale run has come to an end. She's been beaten by 4-2 by the 22 seed Chris Dobby in the third round encounter. Sherrock made history last week by becoming the first woman to ever win a match at the competition. She said afterwards today that she loved the journey she was on. Well, later on tonight, Michael van Gerwen's back on the hockey as he continues the defence of his title. He's up against Stephen Bunting in the last 16. To cross-channel soccer, Wolves will look to be the first team to do the double over Manchester City in the Premier League this evening. They host the champions after a 2-0 away victory in October. Kick-off at Molineux is 7:45, and Wolves boss Nuno Espirito Santo knows that they're up against what he sees as fantastic opposition.
It's amazing the way they play football. It's amazing in the quality they have in their manager and their players. So it's going to be a very tough challenge for us. We are always ready to compete, no matter which circumstances, no matter which opponent. We're always ready to compete.
Elsewhere in soccer, there was some interesting results yesterday in the Irish League Premiership. The action will continue tomorrow, Saturday, the 28th, the game of the day. Will be at the showgrounds as Coleraine host the champions Linfield. Among the other ties, Institute, who suffered defeat in their relegation battle at the hands of Warren Point Town yesterday, will look to bounce back as Sean Connor's side take on Carrick Rangers at the Ryan McBride Brandywell Stadium. And the leaders are Cliftonville. Paddy McLaughlin's side are on the road tomorrow as they play Larne. In rugby, Ulster and Connacht meet in Belfast in the Guinness Pro 14 tonight. Ulster have made 13 changes for the derby, with Will Addison set to return from suspension. Keelan Blade will captain Connacht from scrum half. Kickoff there is 25-8 tonight. Locally in rugby tomorrow in the Ulster Premiership 2, Omagh are on the road as they go to Bangor, while City of Derry are hosting Belfast Harlequins. And amongst the other games being played in Ulster Rugby in Championship 3, Letterkenny and Strabane are both at home tomorrow. Letterkenny take on UU Coleraine, and Strabane are hosting Hollywood. Now to Gaelic games. Termon will play Lavie of Derry in the final of the Ulster Minor Football Tournament on New Year's Day back in Belfast. The Donegal champions beat Kilcoo 2-4 to 1-6 in Thursday's semi-final at the St Paul's Club. Termon captain is Ryan McFadden.
We dug deep there in the second half, 6 points up. Probably made it a wee bit tough for ourselves, but no, very pleased with the result there at the end. You know, we dug deep, just they were getting shots off, but they were from difficult angles and difficult far out, like, so no, very pleased to get through that there. They're a good Kilcoo side, they were. Great to be in an Ulster final now.
Chairman Captain Ryan McFadden, they're back in that final on New Year's Day. Well, the new season of Intercounty Gaelic football gets underway this coming weekend with the usual traditional start to the year at McKenna Cup competition. There's 3 games penciled in for Sunday. Monaghan will play Derry. That game's at St Tiernan's Park in Clonus. That is the game in Donegal's group. Donegal, of course, don't start until Sunday week. In Section B, is Fermanagh against Down, and Section C, Cavan take on Armagh. In racing, Rachel Blackmore got her second Grade 1 win of the Leopardstown Christmas Festival today. The Tipperary native guided the Henry de Bromhead trained A-plus Tard to victory in the steeplechase, causing another major shock. And the other Grade 1 of the day, the novice hurdle, 20-year-old Jack Kennedy guided the Gordon Elliott trained Giggistown House stud owned 10-11 odds on favourite Abacarbras to victory. Another good day's racing at Leopardstown. Finally, just to remind you, this coming Sunday the 29th, the Highland Radio sports team will be recapping the highlights of the sporting year 2019. I'll be joined in studio by local sports journalists Chris Ashmore, Jeremy Doherty and Ryan Ferry. We'll also be joined by guests Patsy McGonigal, Rory Kennedy, Keith Cowan and Maureen O'Donnell. We'll be looking back on Ulster titles for the Donegal senior men and ladies, a county crown for Niamh Connell, safety in the Premier Division for Finn Harps, and European medals for the McGees in badminton and Mark English on the track. We'll also remember remember Donegal's three-time international rally winner Manus Kelly. That's this coming Sunday, the 29th of December, Highland Radio's sporting year 2019. That gets underway after the 2 o'clock news. And just some breaking news in boxing, Donald, before we go back to you. Tyson Fury has announced his rematch with world heavyweight champion Deontay Wilder. That'll take place in Las Vegas on the 22nd of February. The pair's first fight in December 2018 ended in a controversial draw, with Fury outboxing the WBC belt holder despite suffering 2 knockdowns. Fury has tweeted, "It's on February 22nd at the MGM Grand Garden Arena. Watch me knock out Deontay Wilder, a.k.a. the Big Dozer." That's it, Donal. We'll have more sport here on Highland, as we said, with our review programme this coming Sunday.
Gormagh Oshin, Agathanish, and Nocth, a lay of Egg Column Ferreter.
Shower Mahasa Column Ferreter, and Charlene, the Priefskilty, Air Highland Radio. Carhart Husla, Hemakti, Nefela, Bliantul, Skull Givri, Gidor, Ata, Akeluru, Erfe, Shaktinia, Ingeltert, Irhushkert, Gunanal, Takardlana, Chasbantish, Kyolkrama, Agassession, T. Barty, Arishdon Ele, Emlian, Eg onage Jeffrela Harter a canter. Osclaher and Skull Givri, the Sholu Chasbantish, and Aliantora Barry Kerr. Kjol and Kjo, Egin Gallery, Park Gro, Gidor, Inu, Egis Shark, the Club Tronona. August Bay Claru, the Cardlana, Eg Pubble Skull Gidor, Amara, Eginia Clugger Mwajin. Jenny Louise Mulcahy, Liacht, Akari Lahart, Dardigil, Pibrocht, Naman, Lilin, Nefela. Ga Olus, Eg Skull Givri Bunkai E. Cadiu Jontish con Lechriacht agus Falsihurat, Nigeliga a Carcon Kin, Tree Skaim, na Johnskadal, Lechriacta, Fihe Fi, agus Skaim, na Falsihurakta, a Hakiu le Planal, Ya Cholart, Jeg, Falsurakta, Geliga, and Fihe Fihe, Ernamalov. Eremsha and Ajahish, Ta Jontis, Lua, Yakid, Sajai, Mili Euro, in the Omlin, Cadihit, the Skaim, na Scholarakti, Geltakta. Bronhart na Jontish, Ya Kana Agriacht, Conor Nigeliga, August Gail Lynn. Cadio Cade Sophia Mili Euro, Don Kyan Agriacht, Gail Lynn, Leshan Chonskadal, Gail Vrata, Araktal, and Skulta Harisht, Emliana. Skem Isha Ata Awinu, Eg Forest Nigeliga, August Araktal, Egail Lynn, Latakiart, O'Connor Nigeliga, August O'Glor Nigel, August Hogan Spragu, the Usage Nigeliga, a man Skulta, August a mon Skulta, Barla, or Fodanellan. Vron Uchtaran Common Luchla Scale, John Horan, Shart Mon August Troha, or Clubna Common Luchla Scale, Asagaj Seher, or Son Nigeliga, Eg Okaj Vronta, Ibarkan Croki, Erna Malaf, and Trio Okaj Vronta, Bun, Eg Fondurak Joseph, Vic Donahue, Skame Takiart, the Hodge Glor Nigel, August the Hodge and Common Luchla Scale, Le Takiart, August Ahantish, a Horch, Dunna Clubna Common Luchla Scale, Ermian Low, and Geliga, a Carconkin. Glack Oskion, Kate Trahos, a Kuig Club, Part, Satriv, Leandon Skame, Agus Shin Medu, the Hudge Kahara Fuingade, Ya Villa, Agus a Hort Jeg, Tajai Club, Common Luchla Scale, as Conda Hun and all, Con Ahantas Oil, Fridge and Skame, Agus Shin Mahodse, Elig, Gullier, Slanagus Barnett.
Kulamahagath Column, and I'm sure they will air on Highland Radio. And Mid-Air and tell us it'll be mostly dry tonight with patches of drizzle and mist. Minimum overnight temperatures 8 to 10 degrees Celsius in mostly moderate to fresh southerly winds. Tomorrow Saturday, mostly cloudy with rain and drizzle becoming widespread during the morning. Mainly dry conditions developing tomorrow afternoon. Maximum temperatures on Saturday of 10 to 12 degrees Celsius. Windy with fresh to strong and gusty southerly winds. And looking at the closing headlines on this Friday evening, half of patients attending emergency departments around the country are turning up with flu. The number of cases has already overtaken last year's peak. 18 deaths have been recorded so far this year. Visiting restrictions remain in place at Letterkenny University Hospital. People are asked not to visit except by prior arrangement with ward managers. The man in his 30s who died in a crash outside Lifford in the early hours of yesterday was Sean Kelly from Beechwood Grove in Lifford. He was a father of 2 and was 33. He's the 6th person to die on the roads in Donegal in 2019. The Taoiseach has said a border poll will be easily defeated and divisive, and he believes that the Stormont institutions should be restored before there is any other discussion on the issue. However, Sinn Féin say that his comments are short-sighted and out of step. We're back with news tomorrow morning with Emma Rose at 10. In the meantime, much more headlines. Good evening. The obituary notices for this Friday evening, the 27th of December. The sudden death has occurred of Joe Sharkey, an Agree West. His remains will repose at Badlin's funeral home tomorrow afternoon from 4 o'clock with rosary at 9 o'clock and again on Sunday from 3 o'clock with removal at 6:30 to Star of the Sea Church, an Agree, arriving at 7 o'clock to repose overnight. Funeral mass on Monday morning at 11 with interment afterwards in the old cemetery. Family Flowers Only, please, donations in lieu if desired to the an Agree Day Centre, care of any family member or Sean Madlin, Funeral Director. The death has taken place of Eileen McFeely, late of Beech Hill Manor and formerly of Duta Ballyharry Lekamy. Her remains will repose at Collins Funeral Premises on tomorrow Saturday with visiting from 1pm to 3pm and 6pm to 9pm. Funeral from there on Sunday morning at 9:30 for 10 o'clock Mass in St Mary's Church, Bochan Culdaff, with burial afterwards in the adjoining graveyard. The death has taken place of Sean Kelly, 42, Beechwood Grove, Lifford. His remains will repose at his home from 7:30 this evening. Funeral from there on Sunday afternoon at 12:40 for Mass in St Bathan's Church, St Johnson at 1:30. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 11pm to 11am. The death has taken place of Peter O'Neill, 9, Clarendlass, Shannon, County Clare. His remains are reposing at his residence with removal at 7 o'clock this evening to St John and Paul's Church, Shannon. Funeral mass tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock, followed by burial afterwards in Ilona Manor Cemetery, Shannon. The death has taken place of Martha Elizabeth Hutchinson, née Hepburn, Hillhead, Glenealy. Her remains are reposing at her home. Funeral from there on Sunday afternoon at 1:30 for 2 o'clock funeral service in Lacna Drummond Methodist Church, followed by burial in All Saints Burial Ground, Glenealy. Family time, please, from 10pm to 11am and on the morning of the funeral. Family and friends, welcome. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of Liam Collins, Funeral Directors, Culdaff, or any family member. The death has taken place of Greta O'Reilly, née McBride, 333 Ballycommon Estate, Strabane. Her remains are reposing at her home. Funeral from there on Sunday morning at 9:45 for Mass in St Mary's Church, Melmount at 10:30. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to Marie Curie, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. Family time, please, from 11pm to 11am. The death has taken place of Hannah O'Donnell, Bridgend, Remelton. Her remains are reposing in St Mary's Church, Remelton. Requiem Mass tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The death has taken place of Patsy Graham, 3 Owen Rea Drive, Strabane, formerly of Main Street, Sion Mills. His remains are reposing at his home. Funeral from there tomorrow afternoon at 1:25 for Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Melmount at 2 o'clock, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to Macmillan Cancer Support, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. Family time, please, from 11pm to 11am. The death has taken place of Patrick Brown, 41 Beldu, Strabane. His remains are reposing at his home. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 9:20 for Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Melmount at 10 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to Macmillan Cancer Support, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. Family time, please, from 11pm to 11am. The death has taken place of Hazel Audrey McConnell, née Murphy, 48 Messine Park, Derry. Removal from her home tomorrow afternoon at 1:20 for 2 o'clock service in Muff Parish Church, followed by interment in the adjoining churchyard. Family flowers only, please, donations in lieu of flowers if desired to Muff Parish Church, care of W.J. O'Brien and Son Funeral Directors. The death has taken place of Roseanne Lynch, Glebe, Linsford, Buncrana. Her remains are reposing at her residence. Funeral Mass tomorrow morning in Star of the Sea Church, Desert Egney at 11 o'clock. Family flowers only, please, donations in lieu if desired to Buncrana Nursing Unit, care of Porter Funeral Directors. House private, please, from 11 o'clock tonight and before the funeral tomorrow. The death has taken place of Patrick Poddy Dunn, 49 Patrick Street, Strabane, and formerly of 142 Lower Main Street, Strabane. His remains are reposing at his daughter Carol Henley's home at 31 Glenevish Hill, Strabane. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 9:15 for Requiem Mass in Sacred Heart Church, Derry Road at 10 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 o'clock tonight.